Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I've been talking about this for weeks on the radio. I wish I didn't have to do this. But communities all over America have said, you know what? We're tired of dogs and cats being sold to pet stores that are likely to be from puppy mills. And those communities all over America and Canada have said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. No dogs or cats can be sold at pet stores in our communities. And they range, I mean, a wide range of San Diego, North Miami Beach, San Francisco most recently, Austin, Texas. I mean, the list goes on and on. Toronto, Canada, Chicago, Illinois, and Cook County are among them. Well, there are proposed laws in Illinois that want to turn back that law in Chicago and in Cook County, those ordinances where dogs and cats could again be sold at pet stores, and prevent any community in Illinois going forward from banning sales of dogs and cats in pet stores. And of course, I think those proposals are just wrong. Those communities already made these decisions and should have a right to do it, for starters, never mind all the ethical concerns I have about where these animals are sourced from. Well, Naperville, not in Cook County, has said, well, the residents have said, we want a similar law or ordinance to what Chicago has. But not all the public officials there have been so enthusiastic about that idea, because there are pet stores in Naperville, or at least one pet store I know of, that sells dogs. Now, I hope I've set that up okay. Karen Smith is on the phone. Karen is involved in this issue in Naperville. And Karen, you, I think involved in the issue might even be an understatement.
Yes.
So did I set it up at all correctly?
You did, actually. You did. We've been asking our city leaders for the past 3 years to pass a humane pet store ordinance, just as Chicago and Cook County have done.
And hundreds of communities elsewhere in America.
Yes.
And in Canada as well. And why has there been pushback? And what has happened to you, by the way, recently?
Recently, since we have a city council election coming up, and I have been very vocal about opposing one of the candidates, Mike Isaac, who was the former owner of Petland Naperville, and his two current companies, Third Party Pet and Positive Solutions, operate as service providers to Petland nationwide.
And Petland, to be clear, sells dogs. And and I'll say it, you know, I've never met any responsible breeder ever. Responsible breeder that sells to a pet store, because they have no way to know who's going to purchase their animal. And in my experience, personally, pet stores have one question that they ask, which is, will that be cash or charge? So with that as a backdrop, then continue the story.
So I, like I said, have been very opposed to Mr. Isaac, and I run a public Facebook page that I operate as a private citizen to voice my views, and I do it on my time. I was employed by the Naperville Area Humane Society up until Friday, when my resignation was accepted effective immediately because of a very hot situation my Facebook page had caused.
Now, how can you, what did you do on your Facebook page?
I spoke out, and there were some local businesses that were supporting Mr. Isaac. And when you're trying to affect social change, you know, step number one is let's boycott. And so back on February 2nd, I suggested boycotting the businesses that support Mr. Isaac.
Now here's what one thing I'm confused about. So, every humane society I know of in the state, or animal shelter facility or rescue group, supports the notion that no dogs or cats should be sold at pet stores. Does Naperville Humane feel any differently?
No, they absolutely feel that a humane pet store ordinance should be passed.
Then I am confused, because It seems as though they're saying that, but then, so you have to clarify that.
Well, a very well-connected local businessman called the board president to complain about my activity on social media. And also,
let's be clear about that activity. Were you slamming anybody individually? What were you saying?
No, I was telling the absolute truth about Mr. Isaac as I knew it. And I had a list of the businesses that had contributed to his campaign. It's public record. So I published the names and said that we should not do business with them.
And your concern about Mr. Isaac, again, is simply that what?
That my concern about Mr. Isaac is his involvement with businesses that source their puppies from...
Allegedly from puppy mills?
Allegedly from puppy mills, yes. And if somebody who feels okay doing business with that industry is not somebody that I personally want as a leader in my community.
All right. So, and one would think on a personal Facebook page you would have a right to say that. Now, going above and beyond that, and I don't know. I don't work at Naperville Humane. So above and beyond that, there's the bigger issue here. And that bigger issue is, well, should dogs or cats be sold at pet stores? And I believe this is an issue that's not contentious so much among your average citizen in Naperville, but sort of at a different level among the leadership in Naperville?
Correct. The leadership in Naperville endorsed Mr. Isaac and supports Mr. Isaac. They Mayor Tirico put him on the financial advisory board, has endorsed his candidacy. He has very, very, very connected businessmen and women supporting him in his campaign for city council. One particular businessman sent out emails to local businesses asking them to withdraw support from the animal shelter because what I did as a private citizen.
Well,
I did not ever act as a representative of the shelter. I did it as a private citizen.
All right. So given all that as a backdrop, is your hope that Naperville joins in the growing list of communities all over the country, and Naperville is not a small town, that says, okay, dogs and cats should not be sold at pet stores, period?
100%. That is my hope, that we do the right thing and pass a humane pet store ordinance.
All right. Well, I'm all for that. I'm confused a bit about the story, and I will say that we did reach out to Mike Isaac. I sent him an email. I guess he's traveling, and also tried to call, which he said he never received the call, but I tried at the number I have and left a message. And we're happy to have him on if he wants to do that. But to me, this is not about any individual. It's not about him. It's not about anyone else. From where I sit, it's about the greater issue of dogs and cats being sold to pet stores, which is, again, no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. So if that is true, and I believe that to be true, to be very true, I was on with Bill and Wendy looked at me like, don't people know that? She even said, don't people know that? You know, but not everybody does know that. And that's what keeps, I suppose, the pet stores that sell dogs and cats in business. I am all for pet stores being in business. I go to pet stores all the time. I just don't want them to see dogs from sources that, in my personal view, are questionable. Thank you, Karen, for telling the story, and let us know what happens in Naperville. It's a big city. It's a town that counts for sure.
I will do so. Thank you for listening.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we go from local controversy to something everyone loves, the idea of rescuing animals. And there's a gap in the system. And Allison Eastwood found that gap and said, I'm going to fill it. Oh, by the way, that name, Allison Eastwood? Yes, it is Clint Eastwood's daughter. And we talk to her next. I think this is the greatest concept in the world. It's called fosterforkids.com. Allison Eastwood is here. She has launched. Pssh, you heard the launch of that website, fosterforkids.com. Hi, Allison.
Hi, I like your launching. Your launching sound. That's great.
Thank you very much.
Official.
You are now. You weren't until now. Now you are official. So your name is Allison Eastwood. It's a name people might know because your dad, I think most people know.
I think so. Although I got to say, I had a really great little story the other day. I went into a shop and my name was on the computer and she said, "Oh, it says here that you're somebody." And I said, "Well, that's weird." And she goes, "Who's Clint Eastwood?" And I went, "Oh, my God, finally, I found somebody." She was only like 19, thank God. I found somebody that said, "Who's Clint Eastwood?" And I thought, this is a first. It's the first time in my whole life it's ever happened. So I thought it was kind of fun.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical. Well, tell your dad we said hello. I think everyone says that. He's one of the most beloved Americans. But you have, I assume, and you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong, have always had an interest in animals?
Yes, I have. I was very fortunate and blessed to grow up in beautiful Carmel, California. And, you know, we were surrounded by nature and, you know, critters. And, you know, my mom even took an orphaned baby deer when we were little. So we got to bottle feed them and raise them. And so we were always sort of surrounded by wonderful animals and nature, and it's been a very, very important part of my life ever since.
Well, tell me about this website you've set up that you've launched, fosterforkids.com.
Well, my rescue partner and I, you know, have been doing it now, a local rescue here in Southern California, for, I'd say, about 5 years. And we kept coming up with these issues of not being able to find fosters and not having a proper network. So it was really her idea. I said, why don't we start a website? You know, Pet Finder is great because it helps pets, you know, find a forever home and adopters. And I even think of fosterforkids.com a little bit like match.com, where you can match, you find, you know, the right mate for you. So this is similar in the sense that we need fosters out there. And fostering, you know, foster parents save lives for these shelter animals that might be euthanized if they're not pulled out of the shelter immediately and put into a great situation like a foster home. So we came up with an idea to start this sort of free website for rescues and shelters and then fosters to find each other based on their zip code. And you can also transport, which is a big thing that we need in rescue, is transportation for these animals. Sometimes if an animal needs, you know, is going to be literally put to sleep, you know, the next day, you can call someone and say, you know, I'm 2 hours from that shelter. Could you pick that dog up for me and bring it to me? And that will save a life because somebody can't get out to that shelter in time before the animal's put to sleep. So transportation and fostering are two things that we really need in rescue, and I think that this website's going to help a lot of people come together and find each other.
Well, you sort of hit the nail on the head here in a couple of different ways. So, yes, we want to support pet adoption, of course, and the way in which you do that is to go to Pet Finder or your local animal shelter or rescue, and you can adopt an animal, but getting to that shelter. So the animals in the shelter might be overfilled in that community. And even if it's not, a better environment is a foster home. That foster home, that willing foster home may be, as you mentioned, several hours away. And in some parts of the country, there aren't enough foster homes, but there are in other parts of the country. So how do you get the dogs or cats from place A to place B? And it's, well, we have and need more foster families for dogs. It's especially cats that we need them for, and other animals ranging from parrots to rabbits to ferrets that also need willing homes to foster these animals temporarily until a permanent home is desired. Have I kind of got that right?
Yeah, I know. You completely nailed it. That's, you know, this is a great way for somebody to give back and help a shelter animal without having the, you know, permanent or full-time responsibility. And, you know, you can choose on the website how long you can foster for, what kind of dog or cat or breed or what kind of animal you want to foster, what you can do, you know, if you can't foster or transport. You can also, you know, check out the different animals that rescues and shelters have, and there's a pledge button, so you could leave some money for that animal. There's lots of different things on there that you can do to participate if for some reason you couldn't foster. You can help spread the word. So, you know, it's a pretty great interactive site, and it's just really about putting in your zip code and figuring out who is in your area and who you can be helpful with and who you can match up with.
Well, Allison Eastwood, this is absolutely terrific. I think the only answer is to have you on again. And again, that's fosterforkids.com. Fosterforkids.com. Can I say I was a part of the launch?
Yes, you can completely. And I might have to get a soundbite of you with your launch sound so we can put it on the website.
Anytime. Thank you,
All
Allison.
Right.
Steve Dale, Pet World on WGN Radio. You've been asking, I'm sure. You need to know my Facebook fan page. Like me. Like the fan page. It's facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World.